This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Alvina, it's me. I've just discovered the most amazing thing. It's called Shaker and Spoon, and it's a subscription cocktail service. I can learn how to make handcrafted cocktails right here at the office. From now on, our Scrabble nights will be even more fun. Every box comes with enough ingredients to make 3 different cocktail recipes, developed by world-class mixologists. All I need to do is buy 1 bottle of that month's spirit, and I have all I need to make 12 drinks at home. That's 7 for me and 5 for you. And it's just $40 to $50 per month, plus the cost of the bottle. That is much cheaper than Veuve Clicquot. Unless we get Joey and Salvatore to raid a van again, of course. Oh, and you can skip or cancel boxes any time. My first Shaker and Spoon box just arrived. What do you say we start our Scrabble session a bit early? I'm already shaking. P.S. Alvina, if you want your own set, you can get $20 off your first box at shakerandspoon.com/Amelia.
Do you also want your Scrabble nights to be even more fun? Well, as an Amelia listener, you can simply visit shakerandspoon.com/Amelia and you will get $20 off any length subscription. The discount will automatically be applied when you check out. Host your first Amelia listening party or give a subscription to Shaker and Spoon as a gift to a friend or family member. Once more, that's shakerandspoon.com/Amelia. Hello, dear Amelia listeners. Hope you have your cocoa ready. Speaking of which, last week we received an email from our listener Sharon Berman, who sent us an article from Medical News Today headlined, "Cocoa may protect males' hearts from the effects of mental stress." So there you have it. Don't take it from us, take it from Medical News Today. There's no harm in a good cup of cocoa now and then. The only thing that makes us even happier than cocoa, well, the thing that allows us to buy cocoa in the first place, is people becoming patrons of the show. And we'd like to dedicate today's episode to our super patron, Rushab Shukla. Thank you, Rushab. We pick up where we left off last time, in Ant's cell at Golovin Prison. Enjoy the episode.
To success in Panaragua.
Success in...
I need to talk to you.
Oleg?
Oleg?
Oleg, but did you just...
Yes, I need to talk to you.
You talk?
I talk.
Well, cover me in custard and call me a crumble.
Now, listen carefully.
Oh, damn! Boris, how kind of you to drop in.
The plane is ready. Presidente Julio Che Rodriguez Alvarez de la Fuente, Mayor General of the Panaraguan Freedom Army of 1972, is waiting. You got your insects?
Everything bar pincer ants, but we'll get those on the ground in Panaragua.
Then it's time to go.
Good luck, Ant. Have a good revolution.
Hurry up! The revolution waits for nobody!
Project, created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound direction by Frederick Baden. Episode 35. Oleg.
Welcome back to your cell.
Home sweet home.
I got you more books.
The complete works of Dostoevsky.
Just as you asked.
You're too kind.
If you need anything else, Oleg is at your disposal.
Damn.
I have urgent business at the Kremlin. I'll come back and tell you once they've landed safely in Panaragua.
When will that be?
6 hours. Enjoy, Dostoevsky.
So, Oleg, you talk.
Damn.
Does Boris know?
Нет.
Not again. I thought you could say more than yes and no.
Да. Sorry. The force of habit.
Aha! We are getting somewhere. How long have you been, monosyllabic?
2 years.
You've only said da and нет for 2 years?
Да.
So why break the habit today? Oleg?
I think you can help me.
You really think this is the moment, Oleg? You might have noticed I've got rather a lot on my plate right now.
In return, I will help you.
How can you help me?
I will find your friends.
Boris has already promised he'll take care of that.
And you trust him.
I get your point. But why should I trust you, Oleg? And to be perfectly blunt, even if I did trust you, how the dickens would you do it? I mean, you've been perfectly useful procuring letter openers, Maltesers, and Russian literature. But these skills do not extend to locating and retrieving missing people. For all we know, Amelia and Alvina could be in an Iranian basement, a US holding cell, or a Chinese torture chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you're the one to get them out?
Duh.
Why?
Because I used to be a special agent.
You did?
Duh.
Well, Oleg, you have my ear. Tell me your story. Oh, wait! Is there still cocoa in the thermos?
I thought you didn't like it.
It's not Les Deux Margaux, but it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. Anyway, no stories without cocoa.
2 cocos.
Thank you. You may begin.
My name is Oleg Kamenev.
Should I know that name?
My father was the president's head bodyguard. My grandfather was Marshal of the Russian Federation. My great-grandfather was the head of the Militia. My great-great-grandfather was an aide to Tsar Nicholas.
I get it. Your family has a long tradition of serving Russia, so you joined the Secret Service to make your own contribution to the family name.
My great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather single-handedly drove the Mongols out of Russia. After that, it's hard to do anything impressive.
A tough act to follow.
But then I saw an opportunity to make my mark.
How's that?
Once a year, there is a competition among the Secret Service to determine who will become Mikhail's new secretary.
A secretary?
I decided to compete.
To become a secretary?
Mikhail's secretary.
Mikhail. Since arriving at Golovin, I hear Mikhail, Mikhail, Mikhail. Boris seems terrified of this Mikhail.
Everyone is terrified of Mikhail.
What makes him so special?
Mikhail is the boss.
Whose boss?
Everyone's boss.
Everyone in Golovin?
Golovin, Moscow, Russia.
What about your president?
What about him?
Surely Mikhail isn't the boss
of... What Mikhail wants, Mikhail gets.
Sounds like Kozlovsky.
Sorry?
So you're telling me that the president of Russia is in Mikhail's pocket?
Not just the president of Russia.
Excuse me?
But this is where he has chosen to set up his headquarters. His offices are in Kremlin.
But his influence extends beyond.
For every Kalashnikov smuggled into Africa and every ounce of methamphetamine sold in the US, Mikhail gets a cut. From car thefts in Bucharest to counterfeits in New Delhi and casino scams in Monaco, Mikhail is everywhere. There isn't a pimp, poacher, bootlegger, smuggler or scammer who doesn't report to him.
Are you telling me that Mikhail is some sort of mastermind of organized crime?
That's just a small part of it.
Oh?
Mikhail has private numbers of presidents and prime ministers around the world. He has dirt on CEOs of multinational corporations. Media moguls owe him favors. The Pope has him on speed dial.
Well, serve me with syrup and call me a pancake. I think I'm starting to see why becoming his secretary is a big deal.
The selection procedure for becoming his secretary is open only to the best agents.
What does it entail?
You need an excellent memory. I was given half an hour to memorize every town, village, and hamlet in Russia in alphabetical order.
You succeeded?
Abakana, Baza, Abdulina, Abins, Kachinska, Degeska,
I believe you.
They test your concentration by making you transcribe someone reading from a car repair manual for 24 hours.
Well, I know you managed that.
Yes. I was one of only three people who succeeded without making a single error or passing out. And then they tested the ability to withstand torture. They...
If you don't mind, I'm a bit squeamish when it comes to torture.
So were you, Goran Yerik.
So you were the last man standing?
I was.
Congratulations. You got into Mikhail's inner sanctum.
I did. I traveled the world. Revolutions, coups, assassinations, elections and referendums. Mikhail's influence is everywhere.
And what were your duties?
I answered calls from prime ministers and mullahs. I took the minutes of all of Mikhail's meetings. Newspaper editors sent me their stories and waited for me to confirm Mikhail's approval. I kept tabs on his enemies and added new ones to the blacklist. I chased up payments from arms dealers in Texas and made sure payments to lawmakers and judges were received on time.
Mm-hmm. You and Alvina would have a lot to talk about.
Excuse me?
Did you enjoy the job?
Breakfast on an oil sheikh's yacht... Lunch with the King of Spain, the jetting off to Romania to oversee an arms deal, dinner with the head of the Turkish Secret Service followed by drinks with the drug lord from Uzbekistan. Every day was different. Every day was a challenge.
Oleg, then what are you doing in Golovin? Don't you find it rather dull here?
It is very boring.
I sympathize, Oleg. I really do.
But you are going to get me out of here.
First, I need to know what got you in here. Why leave your job? It sounds like you enjoyed it and were very good at it.
After 10 months working for Mikhail, the new competition started.
The competition to become Mikhail's secretary?
Yes.
So someone was going to replace you?
Yes.
Why?
That's how it works. Mikhail gets a new secretary every year.
And what happens to the old one?
They're dispatched to different corners of the globe to run parts of the operation. The shellfish black market in Cape Town... The taxi medallion racket in New York. The troll farm in Ashgabat.
A troll farm?
Internet trolls.
Oh.
The plan for me was to go to Manila to head up our passport printing operation there.
But you're not in Manila.
Indeed.
So, what happened?
I didn't trust Mikhail.
Oh.
After following him for almost a year, I knew he doesn't delegate. He micromanages every detail of his empire. He is as invested with our three-cup Monte business in the streets of Montmartre as he is with a multi-million dollar Wall Street scam.
He sounds paranoid.
His levels of control are extraordinary. The only person with a true insight into what's happening is his secretary. I was the only person in the world who knew who he was meeting, when, where, and why. This is why he only keeps his secretaries for a year. That way nobody knows too much or becomes too powerful.
And you didn't trust him to give you a new position in Manila, you say?
My predecessor was a woman called Olga Stepanova. After her time with Mikhail, she went to the Silicon Valley to oversee our data mining operation there. I received emails from Olga, but never met her. We were in San Francisco to see the developer for our new cryptocurrency, so I decided to track her down. I couldn't find a single Olga Stepanova in the Bay Area. You see where this is going, don't you?
You think Mikhail killed her?
Yes.
So, Mikhail recruits a secretary, confides in them for a year, then wipes the slate clean and starts the process all over again.
That way nobody can rise up to rival him.
That's ruthless.
Ruthlessness is one of Mikhail's most formidable traits.
So what did you do? You tried to escape?
From Mikhail? Running from Mikhail is pointless. Instead, I faked an accident.
Ooh!
Mikhail's Kremlin office is at the top of the Vodovoznaya Tower. I tripped and fell down the spiral staircase.
Nice. You bubble-wrapped yourself under your clothes, I presume?
I wish. I dislodged my right arm and broke my left leg.
Ouch! Well, that's why you should always hire professionals.
And that's why I'm talking to you. Apparently you are...
The best in the business. Yes, I am. Continue your story.
During his night shift, a guard from the Kremlin regiment found me at the bottom of the stairs. He brought me to Mikhail. Mikhail asked what had happened. I didn't answer. He asked how long I'd been left at the bottom of the stairs. I didn't answer. He asked if I could hear him all right. I said, "Da." He asked if I remembered anything. I said, "Niet."
You feigned memory loss?
Yes.
And you thought Mikhail would buy that?
What did I have to lose? The worst that could happen was that I'd be executed earlier. But if he believed it, there was a chance.
But he didn't?
No, he chose to execute me on the spot.
Oh.
He bundled me into a car and drove me to Golovin. Boris was waiting for us. "Follow Boris," Mikhail ordered. "He will take you to your new home in the Golovin basement."
What did you do?
I said that.
Why?
What else could I do?
So you followed Boris?
I followed him down to the basement, praying he wouldn't take me to the Vasilievich chamber.
Why? What happens in the Vasilievich chamber?
I thought you said you were squeamish. Let's just say it's where I used to send Mikhail's worst enemies.
And is that where they took you?
Yes. I tried to stay calm and not show any emotion. "You know what happens in the Vasilievich chamber?" Mikhail asked. "Нет," I replied. I entered the chamber and the guard strapped me into a chair. Mikhail waited and stared at me. He waited for 1 minute. I just sat there. He stared and stared, and then he told Boris to release me. It had been a test. Mikhail was convinced that I had lost all sense of speech and memory. He no longer saw me as a threat.
He took pity on you?
Of course not. He just realized he could still use me, but he didn't want to risk me being out in the world.
So he kept you in Golovin. If you ever started talking, you'd be safely isolated. Oh, this way you could still put your elite secretarial skills to use, transcribing everything that goes on in Block D.
Yes.
So this means you can't leave Golovin either?
I live 3 cells down from yours.
I had no idea.
I report to Mikhail about every chemist, philosopher, engineer, physicist, hacker, biologist, astronomer, psychic, statistician, and alchemist in here.
There's something I don't understand, Oleg. Block D is home to the most cutting-edge minds in science and technology. Yet Mikhail relies on you manually transcribing everything. Why not install a recorder or a camera?
Mikhail doesn't trust anything that can be hacked or digitally transmitted. I transcribed everything by typewriter. Boris collects the papers as soon as I leave each cell. After Mikhail reads the reports, he shreds them, so no traces are left.
Old school. Clever.
Stupid.
Oh?
I told you how I memorized every town in Russia. These skills haven't faded. There is a copy of everything that is said in Block D in my brain.
Wow! That's a lot of stories.
Indeed.
Oh, I would love to pick your brains, Oleg. Oh, Ant told me Abd al-Rahman Safar is an inmate here. Is that true? He's really using clairvoyance to help the Russians obtain state secrets.
Yes.
And there's an engineer working on the world's first robotic ballerina.
Hiroshi, yes.
Well, how's that going? I mean, is it really going to star at the Bolshoi?
Ah, and this morning's rehearsal for Sleeping Beauty, it lost its balance during the pirouette and fell into the orchestra pit.
Oh no.
It electrocuted a trombonist. Sleeping Beauty won't go ahead next month. Mikhail will be very disappointed.
So here you are, keeping tabs on Mikhail's army of mad mavericks and quietly collecting their stories. But what do you do with their secrets?
I share them with the world.
What?
It's my revenge for what Mikhail has done to me.
You're saying Block D's secrets are public knowledge?
Not public, no. But I make sure they get to the right people.
But how do you get the secrets out? I thought you can't leave Golovin.
I can't.
And I don't assume they've given you a phone or an internet connection.
No.
So?
Being around mavericks has its advantages.
Someone's helping you get the information out. Who?
Abd al-Rahman Safar.
The psychic? Well, strain me through a sieve.
Golovin's guards and gates are useless when it comes to telepathy.
You've been psychically transmitting what goes on in here to the Kremlin's enemies?
Every evening on my visit to Abd al-Rahman Safar's cell, I dictate the day's events to him. I also tell him who the information should reach. Agents, politicians, freedom fighters, journalists, ambassadors, scientists, and generals. From my days with Mikhail, I have a good knowledge of his enemies.
What about our plan to fake the Panaraguan revolution?
Pablo Perez Garcia knows it all.
What? No. If this mission fails, Boris won't help me find Amelia and Alvina.
All the more reason to put your trust in me.
I can't believe you've been leaking Golovin's secrets right under Boris's nose.
Boris is a blockhead.
How did he end up here?
That's a story for another time. Right now, the question is how you're going to get me out of here.
There's only one way.
What's that?
I'm going to need to meet my neighbors.
What do you mean?
I need to see what skills we have at our disposal.
You want me to introduce you to block the inmates?
Can you do that? Boris won't be back until he has news of the president's arrival in Panaragua. The next few hours are the perfect opportunity. You'll give me the tour?
I'll give you the tour.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
It tastes like soil.
I think it's delicious.
A ella no le gusta?
My friend hasn't developed her mate palate yet.
Give it time.
I don't expect to be here longer than necessary.
Stop being so grumpy, Alvina.
You really like it?
Mate grows on you. Like with cigars. At first you think they just taste like burning smoke, but
you
then...
smoke cigars?
Remember that Cuban theater director who could only pay with a crate of Cohibas? It would have been a pity to let them go to waste.
Well, mate isn't my cup of tea. Tea! What I'd give for a nice cup of Earl Grey in a china cup! A scone with jam and clotted cream.
Is food all she ever thinks about?
Hey, we've been on the road for more than 5 hours.
Oh, yeah, she's right. I'm getting tired, too. How long until we arrive?
Do you see those towers over there?
Yes.
That's Palacio de Santa Maria de la Purísima Salvat Romero.
You mean we're almost there?
We'll be in Monte Rosa in 20 minutes.
And we really can't get a message to your contact in Russia?
No, unfortunately not. He only speaks to me in my dreams.
He what?
He speaks to me in my dreams.
You really think this is a time for jokes?
It's not a joke.
Hang on. All this... the president waiting to fake the revolution and steal your identity. The insects. You know, all this because of a dream? We're acting based on a dream?
Yes. Isn't it incredible?
I'm out. I'm not doing this. Just forget it. Leave me here at the roadside.
Alvina!
You really think someone is communicating with him in his dreams?
Well...
oh, of course. You and your telepathic fetus.
All the information I've received in my dreams so far has been accurate. The ambush in Villa Topacio, the Russian insurgent posing as a bomb expert...
I believe you.
Fine. Time to say goodbye to sanity once and for all. So what's the plan?
We have to get to Ant before he enters the palace. If we can find a way to speak to him, he'll help us.
You think he will?
Yes. He owes us a favor. We helped him disappear.
Yeah, and we know how that turned out. He ended up in the hands of the Russians.
Not our fault.
I just think...
stop being so pessimistic, Alvina. We can do this.
Yes. We can do this.
Okay. We can do this.
Ugh, look at this jerk.
We got...
What is he doing?
Savannah, watch out! There's a bus!
Run! Oh my god. Hit the brakes!
Stay tuned for the epilogue, But first, the credits. This episode was written and edited by Philip Thorne, with story editing by Øystein Braga and music and sound design by Frederick Barden. It featured Alan Bergen as the interviewer, Alexander Mercury as Oleg, Alex Scott Fairley as Ant, Andrei Zayats as Boris, Julia Morizawa as Amelia, Julia C. Thorne as Alvina, Federico Trujillo as Pablo Perez Garcia, and Laurie Martinez as Savannah. Recording assistance by Dominic Hargreaves, Billy Halliday, and Stefan Heil. The Amelia Project is produced by Imploding Fictions with graphic design by Anders Pedersen. Thank you to all of our patrons who keep the Coco flowing, and a shout out to our super patrons, Sophia Anderson, Kate Sukiyasu, Sophie Levizo, Jem Fiddick, Alban Asant, Travis Curtin, Emily Harris, Rushab Shukla, to whom the episode is dedicated, and Dankeschön to our new super patron, Stefanie Weitenhiller. For more info about the show and team, transcripts, articles, merch, fan art, and ways to support us, visit ameliapodcast.com.
Ah, Panarawa. I am back, and this time I am here to stay. Where is the insect man?
I'm here. I hope the leaf rolling weevils made it intact. We're counting on them to make your hair shine.
Sir. Sir.
What did you say?
Presidente Julio Che Rodriguez Álvarez de la Fuente, Major General of the Panarawan Freedom Army of 1972.
I should have you executed for such disrespect.
I have urgent news.
But we'll wait until we reach the palace.
You need to hear this. It's about Pablo Perez Garcia.
And what about that cockroach?
Well, cockroaches don't deserve the bad reputation they get. They're actually very...
Shut up! What about Pablo Perez Garcia?
He's dead.
What? He's dead? Really? How did he die?
Car crash.
Are you sure about this?
Without a doubt. Collision with a bus. Four corpses retrieved from the wreckage. Perez, his assistant, and two unidentified women.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.